CalPERS, at some point you got a health insurance card.
Let me go get that one.
When you get that, get back to me.
Will do.
Okay. I have a question that was submitted by Harry Korn.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Are there tax liabilities to the Medicare premium reimbursements?
I am not an accountant. I am not a lawyer. Based on what little reading I've done, it looks like it is not. There's some kind of limit, but I can't find out what it is. Is there a CPA somewhere in our membership who might know the answer?
Yeah.
The other thing we could do, and I would suggest this to everyone to do this on their own, is you can call BCC and ask them if we're going to be getting a tax notice. If the answer is no, then I'm pretty sure it's tax-free.
Right.
Based on everything I've been reading, I am very hopeful that, in fact, it is tax-free, because in all the health benefit meetings that I attended before this all blew up, the district said that if they actually paid us money, if they gave us money to do things with, where it was just like, you know, okay, we're giving you $300 because we feel bad about having taken away your really great insurance, that would be taxable. But if they reimburse for something we've already paid for, like Medicare, that would not be. And so I'm hopeful that, in fact, will not be taxable.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is what I'm hoping. But I cannot, you know, I cannot be responsible for a tax question. I don't know. I'm not, that's not my expertise, but that's what I've been reading.
Renee?
Yes, go ahead.
We will know. If we get a 1099, we know we have to pay tax on it.
Yeah, I think
And I'm going to call BCC and find out.
I think Martha's correct that if we've already, let's say like my wife, who's been paying for Part premiums, Part B premiums through her Social Security, we already pay taxes on Social Security, so why would we want to pay taxes on reimbursements for that? That would make sense to me. Okay.
Well, the only question is whether it's considered income from the district.
I don't see how. Anyway, we'll find out.
We'll find out soon enough.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions?
Yes. Can I ask a question?
Okay. Say your name.
This is Deborah Ventura. I don't know if I cut someone off.
I need a first name. Give me a first name.
Deborah Ventura.
Okay,
yeah.
Deborah. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yeah. Hi, Renee. And thanks, Marta and Renee. This is great. All right. If I have PERS Care, Tier 1, Medicare Part A, sent in my documents, got confirmation, yes, you're going to have A and B. One, I will continue, when I'm on Medicare A and B, I will continue with Optum. That will still
yes.
be my prescription.
Well, here's the thing, and this is important. Yes, you will continue with Optum, but it isn't exactly the same rules. The Optum plan becomes a Medicare Part D plan. It's an Optum Medicare Part D, and no, you do not have a choice. It is tied. There's actually what I consider to be a poison pill in the PERS Care plan and in the Optum Part D plan. And that is, if you deny either one of them, say, I don't want the Optum plan, they cancel your PERS Care as well.
Yes.
They're tied together. You have no choice. It is a little bit more generous in its formulary than it is for the basic plan. But you continue in the same plan, and you will remember that Scott talked about having a Medigap, you know, that there's a gap
yes.
in coverage. There is no such gap with Optum.
Oh.
Optum pays right. through the gap.
I see.
Correct.
But we're going to have the Medicare Advantage, the equivalent of Medicare Advantage.
No, you have the equivalent of Medicare supplement if you go with care.
Oh, if you have a care. Okay. And
if
so
you have care.
And so he didn't really cover that, did he? Is that the...
He talked about Medicare supplement plans. He talked about the fact that they covered more.
Oh,
they
okay.
were more expensive. But in this case, the district's paying the bill, so
yes. Yes.
going with a more expensive plan is not the issue.
Yes. Okay. So, and if we have done all of that, sent in our information, we don't have to worry. We're going to get a card at some point before
You're
going to
get two cards.
Before
You're
July.
Get two cards.
Okay.
Because the plans are now separate documents instead of being one document as it is with the basic plan,
okay.
you'll actually get a card for that will say PERS Care Supplemental on the upper right-hand side. And it will look just like the Blue Cross card you've always known and loved. And then you'll get a separate card that will say Optum, which you really don't need because the Optum
right.
information is also on the Anthem card.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
they have, they're required to send you a card. I think it's a legal thing. So I have, because my husband's on Medicare, I have two documents for him. I have PERS Care Medicare Supplement. I have an Optum Rx Medicare Part D plan document. He got two cards, one for his Medicare Supplement and one for his Medicare Part D. But remember that they're tied together like conjoined twins.
Yes. Okay, and one last question. Thank you. If someone is Tier 1, already had A and B, yes, is getting reimbursed for the B payments, they really didn't have to do anything for this switch. We didn't.
Well, if they were already enrolled as of September,
yes,
they didn't have to do anything, assuming that they knew to sign up for PERS Care. One of the things
yes.
they're finding is that a number of people chose the Anthem Medicare Preferred because they saw the Anthem name.
Yeah.
And there are people who signed up for other things simply because they didn't know what to sign up for. And a lot of people signed up for Choice because they saw that $3,000 deductible. And what I need to explain to people is that $3,000 deductible applied to the benefits beyond Medicare.
Yeah.
PERS Care has benefits beyond Medicare that you cannot find on the open market. One of them is, notice how he talked about paying for skilled nursing that it only covered 100 days.
Yeah.
PERS Care will cover an extra 265 days. Now, you'd have to pay the $3,000 out of pocket. I can't imagine having to pay $3,000 for 265 days in skilled nursing.
Yeah.
So I went with PERS Care.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
For my
and so really, if everything's working out, all we have to do now every year is prove, if you're on Social Security, prove what you're paying for the,
you have to provide the coverage,
yes.
get reimbursed from BCC, and you have to do that yearly.
Yeah.
But in addition, you have to make sure, especially if you do not have Social Security, you have to make sure that you pay your bills.
Yeah.
Medicare Part D, Medicare Part B comes with bills. And they generally, there are a number of different ways to pay them, and they are all persnickety. You can pay them quarterly. You get a bill, and you pay them quarterly, send them a check, worry about whether the check got there or not. You can pay online with a credit card, but you have to enroll in Medicare in the Medicare.gov website. You can also arrange to have automatic deductions taken out of your checking account or savings account, but you have to send them a form. And heaven forbid your account should be closed because you need to transfer to a different bank or whatever. You have to make arrangements whenever that happens. I even checked to see whether it could be done through CalSTRS for those of us who are teachers. And it can be done through CalSTRS, but there's a form there, and they say don't pay the bill because we need to have an open bill to be able to start this process going. And they said they'd only do it once a quarter. It turns out when I talked to some friends who've actually done it that it can be done on a monthly basis. So the person I talked to did not know what they were talking about. And I was worried about not having my bill paid in time. So...
Well,
you have to decide how you're going to go about paying.
Thank you, guys. This is so stressful for all of us who have been, with Blue Cross or whoever we've been with for forever, and having this happen. You guys have really shepherded us through this, and I'm sure that's not done yet. But thank you, guys.
No, you're very welcome.
I have a question. My name is Colleen.
Go ahead, Colleen.
You may have already explained this, but... since we have CalPERS, doesn't that mean we don't have to get any supplemental insurance?
CalPERS is supplemental.
Right. But so all the speeches about all those other supplemental insurance, we could just ignore. There were so many details about it.
Here's the thing, and here's the part where it becomes more of a problem because of CalPERS offering so many plans. Yes, we do not want, and I want to make this perfectly clear. We do not want to buy anything outside of CalPERS. If you do, you will lose your CalPERS coverage. You will lose all the payments the school is making on your behalf. And I'm not even sure that they continue to reimburse your Medicare. I don't know that. So you want to stick with CalPERS, but CalPERS has a lot of options. I mean, they have Kaiser. They have Anthem Preferred, Medicare Preferred. They have some United Healthcare plans and other plans. Those things are part of it.
Yes.
And if you decide that you'd rather have one of those plans because, for example, you want an out-of-pocket maximum, there may be really good reasons to do that. You may want to study some of those plans, but you don't want to go outside the CalPERS umbrella because the cost to you may be a lot more than you think.
Thank you.
Renee?
Yes.
Hi, this is Harry.
Margaret O'Neill.
Okay, Harry Korn.
I wrote a couple of questions at the beginning of the meeting that haven't been answered. Could we get to those? They're right at the top of the list.
Go ahead and why don't you go
ahead
and
ask them?
Can
you read them out to me? Because I can't go on the chat and see. Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
Sure.
First one
is I sent my CMS 40B application to the district and have not gotten my Medicare verification letter or Medicare card yet. Is this normal?
When did you do that?
It was about December 20th. It was before Christmas.
Okay.
And I got an acknowledgement.
I'd like to answer part of that. I got a letter from Social Security saying that they received information on January 5th and that it would take them up to 90 days to respond.
Well, I've got nothing. And
all of us were sent in at one time, Harry.
Pardon?
So they're just probably going. You'll probably get a letter in the mail in the next couple of days.
Before you go completely bonkers about this, one of the things you can do. Do you have a Social Security account, an online Social Security account?
No.
If you don't, get one.
Okay.
A lot of those letters and things are available almost immediately, and you can print it out.
Okay.
So if it's available, you can get it right away. If it's not available, I'm probably going to get into trouble for saying this. I didn't trust the district to handle my paperwork.
And you're gone.
Yeah. So I did everything on my own, and it went very swimmingly. I already have my cards.
Okay. One other question. I want to know where the status of discussions between our lawyers and the district is and what issues are being discussed.
Okay, you're going to be getting some information about that pretty soon within this month. I've asked Lynn McAneer to do a write-up that we can put in the newsletter that's coming up. Should be mailed out on the 1st of February, but we'll be sending that write-up within the next couple of weeks, and that will give you a kind of a historical treatment of what our attorney has been doing, what has been accomplished, where we are, and where we plan to go. So it'll be a pretty thorough accounting of what's been going on.
Okay. All right. I got to go. Good to see everybody. Thank you so much for all of this and what you're doing. Appreciate it.
See you, Harry.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, did you find it?
I have a question.
I did, kiddo.
Okay.
I had A only, so I filed the form.
No, I'm not thinking about your Medicare.
Okay, here's
want your
top right. PERS Care Basic.
Oh, okay. So you're on PERS Care Basic.
Yeah, because I'm A only and filed for B.
Okay. All right, and now what was your question related to that? Because once I know...
I'm sorry. Marta, as a consequence, am I automatically placed in Medigap plan or the Medicare Advantage plan?
You will be put in the comparable plan unless you opt for something different. And you
correct.
Do have the right... Anyone who wants to, when they get Medicare, they have the right to opt for a second plan. It's considered a qualifying event for CalPERS as well. So you can go with any plan that CalPERS has. So, for example, if you decide you want to switch to Kaiser in July, you can do that.
Yeah.
But if you do nothing, they will move you to the comparable plan of the plan you currently have. So if you have PERS Care, they will move you to PERS Care Supplement. And it is a supplemental plan, not an Advantage plan.
And then is the PERS choice is an Advantage plan? Because we're on
PERS. No, it's not an Advantage plan either. It is PPO. But, Wendy, are you going to be on Medicare?
Yes, we're both on we'll be on Medicare.
And right now you're on PERS choice?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be a good friend to you. You have the right to change to PERS care. Do it. Oh, sorry. Never mind. I suggest you do it.
Marta. There's more of a cost to that one, right?
There is absolutely zero cost to you. Zero. Zero. Once you're on Medicare, the cost is zero, and the coverage is better. The cost is zero.
Oh, but when it was not on Medicare, there was...
Exactly. It's a lot more money.
Right.
So you need a lot more coverage.
But we can...
Once you're on Medicare, the cost goes down to zero.
Oh, okay. Then we would do it. Yeah, so we wouldn't have that.
You want to make sure you do that. You tell CalPERS that when you go over to Medicare, you want to switch over because you have a limited window to do that.
I don't know
what the window is, but it's definitely before July. So as soon as I got my Medicare card, I would be calling. I mean, there are a number of things. So maybe I should tell people because a lot of people who, you know, like Renee, who were already in Medicare Part B, don't have to worry about this and didn't have to go through the thing. But for people who did not have Medicare at all or did not have Medicare Part B, there are a lot of steps to go through. Number one, you have to make sure that Social Security got your request to get Medicare Part B. And I don't trust the district, so I would be on Social Security like a flea on a dog.
Martha, I have to go to a doctor appointment, but can I email you about this transition between, because we have choice, and from what I'm hearing, we need to change to care, and I'm not quite sure how to do it. Can I email you?
You just call CalPERS. When you have your card, call CalPERS. But there are a couple of other things about this thing. So, Greta, send me an email.
Okay.
All right, so here's the thing. The first thing you want to make sure is that you got enrolled in Medicare Part B. Medicare has no leeway. If anything goes wrong, it's not the district who will be without insurance. It is you. So make sure you get your Medicare Part B straightened out. Once you've got that, that should be no later than the end of March.
Correct.
They told me 90 days it would take them. Now what's going to happen with that?
I understand what they said, but that should be if it's June 5th, it should be somewhere near the end of March. If you don't have your Medicare card by then, and by the way, they give those deadlines, but they generally do that sooner. Once you have your Medicare card, and I would be on them, I wouldn't wait until the end, because if you wait till April 1 and there's a problem, it's too late. You have to wait till next year. And now you're going to be without insurance. So my thing is, they said they sent it in January. February 1, I'd be on the phone with Medicare and say, did you get my application? Did you get my application? Did you get my application? And that would be the first thing, which is why I kind of like doing it myself, because I have a printout. Yep. So just saying.
Okay.
Now that you've done that, hold on. There's more things that have to go with that. Once you have your card, then you want to make sure that CalPERS has gotten notice that you have Medicare. And unfortunately, what CalPERS does is they don't want you sending anything into them. They want to scan Social Security's own records. And they scan them every so often. And when they do, they look to see whether your card, your information's on there. If they find it, then they say, aha, they've got Medicare now. I called CalPERS to make sure that had happened. Once that happened, I also called Anthem. Did you hear from CalPERS about Medicare? The fact that I'm going to be on Medicare. And I said, when am I going to get my health care cards? So you want to make sure you get health care cards and all that stuff. If you want to change, when you call CalPERS saying, do you have my stuff? And they say, yes. That's when you tell them, and I want to switch from choice to care. That's when I would switch. So between April 1 and, say, June 1st, I would want to make sure I've talked to CalPERS and arranged that change.
Correct.
And you can do it by phone. Once you've done that, then wait your card, and I wouldn't wait a long time. You can go online to check that as well. You can go to the anthem.com website and download your cards. So don't wait for them in the mail. See if they're there. If they're not there, again, you have to be persistent.
Where is it? You download through Social Security or through Medicare?
If you're going to download a letter from Social Security saying that you have your stuff, it would be Social Security. If you want to pay your bill, it's Medicare.gov.
No, but if you want to get your card, your
if you want to get okay, if you want to get a card, the card I'm referring to is your insurance cards. They come from Anthem.
How about
get your Medicare card? You have to wait for Medicare to send it to you.
Okay.
There is no option as far as I can see. I've looked online. I have not seen an option. If anybody knows of one, please let me know and I'll pass along the information. But I have not had any way to print out my card.
Okay, got it. I have another question for you.
I have a question.
Which is primary? Is Medicare primary?
Medicare is always primary.
Is CalPERS primary?
Medicare.
Supplement.
Medicare is primary. Medicare is primary.
Okay. Because I've had trouble with that with some of my doctor's bills in the past. They were saying that I was on Medicare when I wasn't even on Medicare. I wasn't on Part B. So I had some trouble initially. So Medicare is always will be first.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And one other thing, and I didn't talk about this, but it's important. You need to call Anthem and let them know that what you want is you want it to be coordinated. In other words, you want the bill to go from Medicare, which is primary, pays first, to Anthem, so you don't touch it, it gets handled all together, and that you only see the results after all that has happened. Generally, by the way, the answer is going to be you're going to pay zero for a lot of things.
Wait, how do you do that, Marta?
You call them up. You call Anthem. Once everything's happened, I mean, you can't do it right away. You have to call Anthem after you've got your cards and say, I want to make sure that I have coordination of benefits. I want to make sure that it's seamless. They actually send you a form, but my feeling is by the time the form gets to them, you now have a couple bills that are in between in that limbo. We had some problems with my husband when that happened. I didn't want to go through that again. Call them. Make sure they know your Medicare number, so you have to have your Medicare card. And that should then be taken care of. And you should not have to touch any bill until unless everybody else has paid their part.
Okay, so with the coordination of benefits, I don't call CalPERS, I call Anthem?
Yes, because Anthem's the one who manages that plan.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, any more questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This is Carol. I have a question about the reimbursement. From the college district. When is that money? It's supposed to be $325 or something a month. When is that going to start? It was supposed to
start in
September. Has anyone else seen any of this money?
You have to file for it. If you don't file you have to file for it.
It did start.
It already has. I mean,
I have a card. Who do I file?
Okay, you have to file with BCC.
File with?
I'm explaining that. I said you have to file.
I'm already getting reimbursement for one thing.
Okay, can we please mute everyone else?
And if I don't get reimbursed,
can we mute everyone else? Can you mute everyone?
Okay.
Well, they did. They sent money without my asking for it.
Okay, here's... May I please?
What will happen?
Shut up and listen, Mr.
Renee, if you could mute everybody, then I'll unmute myself and I'll start answering the questions.
Well,
because otherwise I can't get in.
Go ahead. You're on.
Okay. Carol, here's the thing. There are some people who are being automatically reimbursed, but they are only the people who are on Kaiser and the people who are on PERS. There's people on Kaiser, I think, were one, and the people who were on PERS Care Basic who had the extra payment. Those are the only people for whom it happened automatically. But you referred to Medicare reimbursement. For Medicare reimbursement, there was an email and a letter from the district that was generated by BCC. That letter gave instructions for how to make a claim. BCC is the company that will be reimbursing everyone.
Those of us who
filed claims have, in general, gotten something from BCC already.
Okay. Well, Carol, I'll send you a summary of this so that you can apply, okay?
You need to apply.
Thank you.
Okay.
So if I got some money from BCC already, a small amount of money, do I have to apply now to get the larger amount of money because I was not insured by Medicare when I was old?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, Colleen. Colleen?
Yeah.
I need to know what insurance you have right now.
PERS Care.
Okay, the PERS Care. Okay, so hold. You can stop right there. That's all I needed to know. PERS Care. So you have PERS Care Basic. That is what you have.
Okay.
You have PERS Care Basic. And what's going to happen is, because the district knew that you had PERS Care Basic and that you were paying an extra amount to get that, they knew exactly how much to send you each month, and it was half the cost of the upgrade. But when you go on Medicare, they don't know how much you're paying. You could be subject to some penalties. You could be subject to IRMA. They don't know what your bill will look like. Because of that, you have to send in a claim letting them know what the bill is. And
will you send those letters again? Will you send them again?
I don't think I can find them. BCC that sent those letters. But I think Harry has a generic one. Harry Collada has a generic one. Or Renee may have a generic one. And we could send you one. If Renee, do you have a copy?
Yes.
A copy of what?
Of the letter from BCC, the generic one, the one that didn't have anybody's name in it. We had a generic BCC letter that went out a while back. Maybe we should send that out so the people who have not been making claims can make claims.
Okay, I believe I do, but I'd have to find it.
Like, we didn't have to make a claim because we took the basic choice. Basically.
Exactly, and the district paid all of that, so you didn't have any claims. That, but you will be making claims once you get your bill from Medicare.
Okay.
That means you will have to be making a claim.
When will I get my first bill from Medicare?
I don't know, but it will definitely be before July. They want you to pay a month in advance.
Okay.
So my guess is you might be getting one as early as June. If you don't have one by June, I would be worrying.
Marta, are surviving spouses eligible for the Medicare reimbursement from the district?
Yes.
Right now, as long as we're with CalPERS, it seems that the answer is yes. But be very careful, because the minute we lose CalPERS, if at any point we do, because I've known a number of people who said, we want to get out of CalPERS, the minute we do, surviving spouses get nothing.
Okay, thank you.
Which is what they used to get before CalPERS happened.
So I could pursue the issue, the reimbursement with BCC.
Yes. Are you a surviving spouse?
Yes.
Are you signed up for CalPERS coverage?
Yes, I did pursue that.
Yes, you can in fact apply.
Okay, thank you.
Can I get the name of the person who's a surviving spouse, please?
Ginny, but I don't know the last name.
Amarillo.
Oh, okay. You're Bob's wife. I'm so very sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Ginny, I'll get information to you.
Thank you.
Barbara, what's your last name?
Freixas.
Yes.
F-R-E-I, X as in X-ray, A-S as in Sam.
Okay.
Yeah,
can I just give you your phone number while you're at it? Because I want to call you private personally.
I prefer not to do on anything that's being taped and going to be maybe put up on the blog. I don't want it to be in the world. No. I'm in the directory.
Okay.
Okay, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff, go ahead.
Thank you. If I correctly understood you, my note is don't buy anything outside of CalPERS. If that's the case, I'm confused. I know I'm going to stick with PERS Care. I'm not going to make a change in this open window. So what does Medicare Advantage or Medigap plan have to do with me? If I'm not supposed to get
okay.
anything,
all right. I'm ready.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. Right now, what's going to happen in July, you will have Medicare become your primary coverage.
Yes.
IRF Care will be your supplement, your Medigap. It is, in fact, a Medigap plan. It covers the holes in Medicare, but Medicare is primary. It also includes a Medicare Part D plan. That's the OptumRx part of it.
Yes.
And you'll get a separate card for that, but you don't ever have to use it because the information is on your other card.
Right.
So you will have a Medigap plan and a Medicare Part D plan provided to you by the district. And it is a Medicare supplement plan. It is not an Advantage plan. That means you can go to any Medicare doctor. Unfortunately, it does have to be a Medicare doctor. And one other thing that I should perhaps mention is if you end up needing any of the benefits beyond Medicare, that person also has to be preferred provider for Anthem. So my thing is, you know, we've always been with Blue Cross doctors because we've always been with them. Stick with them.
Right.
Stick with Blue Cross hospitals, Blue Cross whatever, and they'll still be part of the plan. I am going to do a little bit more research on what they mean by preferred provider. Are there any Blue Cross people who are not? Those are questions I'm going to be asking because I want to make sure that it's seamless, that between the Medicare coverage and the Medigap coverage, that everything is seamless. And so far, we've had no complaints on that score. No one's complained. And by the way, I really like to send me stuff and information because I learn a lot. It gives you what questions to research.
Hi, this is Frank Castro. I don't know if you're hearing me.
Okay, let's hear your name.
Frank Castro, really.
Frank, go ahead.
This $1,500 the district keeps talking about, what does that cover? We were out of town and my wife had an accident, and now we're getting billed for $900 and some from the providers because the insurance didn't cover and I have choice. Where do I stand on this?
Okay, to the best of our knowledge, and you have to understand what the district does is what the district does. We have no influence there. But based on the discussions and the printouts that were sent out, what it seems like, if you're on PERS Choice, they will cover $1,500. But they cover $1,500 after you have paid your deductible of $500, any copays that may happen, and $1,500 of your own. They're basically making up the difference between the old $1,500 deductible, co-insurance. The names are really kind of tricky here. Co-insurance and the new $3,000 co-insurance out-of-pocket maximum. They're making up that difference. So until you've paid the $500 deductible, the $1,500 co-insurance already, and whatever co-pays may happen, so a minimum of $2,000, a minimum of $2,000 out of pocket just for medical, not including prescription at all. They don't pay dollar one as far as I can tell.
Wow.
Which is why we went with PERS Care, because at least they would pay 90%. Once we paid the $500, they pay 90% from that point on. PERS
Care. I'm going to change to PERS Care. The other question is letter from the BCC. I never received a letter. I know I got an email from Renee. And then I called the district and we're going to send me one. I never got it.
It is possible. The reason that you didn't get one is you were on PERS Choice Basic. And for PERS Choice Basic, there was no reimbursement they were going to be giving. Unless you hit the really high dollar amounts. And somehow that, I haven't heard of anyone being, having reached that amount and having gotten reimbursed for any of it. I haven't heard of anybody.
Well, I didn't have a choice but to be on the basic because I couldn't go on anything else, right?
No, I understand that. Neither could I. So I got the best of both worlds view because my husband was on Medicare and I wasn't. So it was kind of an interesting view of what happened.
Question? Okay, Renee, can you send me a copy of that BCC letter? Appreciate it.
Is that Frank?
Me too, please. Colleen Ryan too.
Okay, was that Frank Castro?
Yes, Frank Castro.
Okay, and Colleen Ryan?
Yes.
Ken? And Grandpa Wygant?
Martha Wygant?
Greta.
Oh, Greta. Greta Wygant.
Yeah, I took over her office.
Renee, Georgia Newman needs it also.
John Gray, too.
Oh,
I almost got it. Okay. How about everybody?
Yeah, the
Rockwoods
also.
Okay. All right. Maybe it'd be simpler if I just resent out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send it to everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
question
right.
Dr. Greston?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I actually have two questions. Once I'm in PERS care right now, and that's working.
Basic or Medicare?
What?
Basic or Medicare?
PERS care supplemental, it says.
Then you're on PERS care Medicare, okay.
Yeah, is the PPO one?
That is the Medicare supplement plan, yes.
Oh, everything's fine, I've got my cards. My question is, I thought I heard some at one time that we had to re-register for calendar year 2021, but I don't think that's true now. Is it true?
No, what you have to re-register for is for your reimbursement.
Okay.
Once per year, you have to re-up for your reimbursement because anytime Medicare changes their prices, you need to send them proof.
Okay.
You need to send EC proof. But no, as far as CalPERS is concerned, if you're happy with the coverage, you're done. You don't have to do that anymore.
Thank you for that. And my second question, I'm looking at a copy of my SmartCare letter. So when you guys do get one, you'll still be a little disappointed because it's like a Rubik's Cube. I don't know what form to submit to get all this money that's sitting in my account, supposedly. I see the account.
I can help you with that.
Okay.
First of all, I didn't actually use the letter except to locate the website.
Uh-huh.
I'm a computer girl. So I went to, on that page, there's a link to a website. You go on that website and you input your information. And they will tell you what information you need to do to register. Once you have registered with them, there is a section that is labeled claim.
Yes.
You go to that section labeled claim, you fill in your information, and then they will ask you to upload a copy of your, you know, Social Security sends you a letter every year saying how much you're going to be paying.
Okay.
That letter, I scanned my letter, and I sent them a copy.
A PDF file?
A PDF. Yeah, they love PDFs. They also take JPEG. So
okay.
If you can't do that way, you can also take a picture with your phone.
Yeah.
And use a JPEG instead.
And also, the period is in the SmartCare letter. The period starting 1/1/21 to 3/31/21.
Yeah, December 31st. But if you're filing for last year because you didn't get reimbursed for last year.
Yeah.
You have to put in September 1, 2020, December 31st, 2020.
September 1, 2020. To what?
To December 31st, 2020.
So then, after we do that, we can turn around and submit for the new period, right?
Correct.
Okay. When you all get your letters, that's going to be confusing. So.
I don't think I have my Social Security letter.
You can download it off the website.
I threw it away. One of them.
You can download it from the Social Security website.
Marta?
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
Not yet. That's a letter of acceptance. Is that all I need? Mm-hmm.
What's your question? Go ahead and just talk. She's looking for something.
My question is, the form that you said you went ahead and sent in, the application form that we sent back to the district, is that the form, do we send that to our local Social Security office, i.e. I live in Arizona?
If I were you, I would send it via email. I would open up an account on Social Security's website. I would send it in, and I would get an instant receipt that they've gotten it, which means I would have no worries from that point forward.
Okay, so just download the form onto my computer.
No, don't download. They actually let you apply right online. You just fill out the form online, hit send, Social Security has it within 30 seconds, you're done.
Okay, so they don't need verification from the college of why I didn't apply when I was 65 and I'm now 80.
No, don't know. No, you didn't apply at 65 because they know what age you are. Trust me, Social Security knows everything.
I know, but okay. All right.
They know what you might want to do is if you continued working past 65, then you might need evidence from the school district saying that I've worked past 65 and my penalty shouldn't begin until I stopped work. So did you retire at 65 or later?
But that's full-time, right? That's full-time.
Retired. If you actually retired and started getting a pension, you are retired. It doesn't matter if you went back to school. Okay, so did you retire before 65?
Yes, I did retire in 01.
Did you retire before 65? I don't know the whole time. All I need to know is did you retire before 65? Age 65.
I did
retire. If you did, then Social Security will penalize you from 65 on up, and that is the correct penalty. Done.
Okay. So, but at the time that I'm going to ask this question again.
Go ahead.
When I retired, at that point in time, we didn't need Social Security.
It is irrelevant. Social Security has no sympathy. It has no leeway. If you don't apply when the deadlines are, penalties begin accruing.
Oh,
it's irrelevant what the district said.
Okay, so the district is not going to pay for our penalties?
The district will pay for the penalties, but Medicare is going to impose them. You don't have to. Medicare doesn't care what the district is doing. Doesn't care. It says you didn't do it when you needed to. We're penalizing you. And that's the end of the story there.
Okay.
The only thing that the district is doing because they didn't treat us right, is
okay.
Paying the penalties. But that's separate and apart from Social Security. The important thing is to make sure you get Medicare Part B.
And the district, again,
has nothing to say about it, in my opinion. Because if they mess up, the person who's going to be without insurance is you, not them.
Right. I do understand that, I think. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Martha, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I got another question.
Okay.
I can't hear somebody.
2 hours.
Okay, I need. Okay, yeah, let me say that it's after four now, and I don't know how many more. I'm going to go ahead and excuse those who need to leave, and if those of you who still have questions can remain behind. But I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting for today so that those of you who need to go can go, and those of you who are able to can go ahead and remain behind. So the meeting is adjourned, okay? And then this is going to stay open for those of you who still have questions and will remain behind until hopefully we get your questions answered.
By the way, Renee, this was not being taped. This has not been recorded. So all these questions and answers are gone.
Oh, darn.
There's no record button on this. So we have somebody in the background ask you a question. Do they want to ask it, and then maybe we can call it a day? There was somebody in the background who was asking a question. I can't hear you. You need to up your volume, get your mouth closer to your speaker.
And say your name, please.
Peggy Salmon. My speaker is at 100%, so I don't know what to say.
I don't know, but you need to get closer.
Okay.
Move closer.
Can you hear me now?
Still not very good, but go ahead and ask your question. I'll see if I can hear you.
Okay. It's related to paying for Part B that you referred to earlier, because I have heard choice supplemental and the Optum RX, and it says Medicare Part B. I did not know I had to pay for that. How do I do it?
You don't have to pay for Medicare Part B. The school district is paying your PERS Choice Supplemental.
Okay.
And your PERS Care.
Did you want to hear this or not?
The Optum RX plan. They're paying for that. What you have to pay for is only your Medicare Part B insurance.
Yeah,
any penalties related to that, and so forth.
I'm okay with Part B. I have Part B, and I've had it for a long time, ever since I retired. And I did get my reimbursement through the end of December, and I've submitted my 2021. So I guess I'm okay. But I don't have to pay for Part D. Is that correct?
Part D is included.
Okay.
I guess
I misunderstood the earlier.
When you get a plan, you get a PERS care booklet, and you also get a Medicare Part D booklet. They gave you two booklets. You have Part D. You may not know it, but you have Part
D. I know, I have it. It says so on my card, but I didn't get the Part D booklet.
Well, I don't know. We got one.
Okay.
It came in our package.
I'm done.
Is this Richard Curtick? Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Two quick things. Where on the Medicare website do I see if they have a letter for me? I'm on the website, and I don't see anything there.
I think it's right on the first page. There's a blue link, and it says something along the lines that I'm sorry, I'm not on my account right now, and I can't log in because there's no way I'm going to, I can't do two things at once, unfortunately. But there's a blue link that says something about download your Medicare award letter.
Okay, and if I don't have an award letter, there's no link.
Are you somebody who already has signed up for Medicare Part B?
No, I sent my letter into the district.
Okay, so you need to wait for the district to do stuff. But if you think the district is taking too long, I would just simply take the process over.
That was my second question, was if I go ahead and just apply on the Social Security website, it doesn't matter that the district may have sent the form in also.
I wouldn't care. I don't care if I mess up the district. I only care if I mess up my district.
I did not want that to mess up me. They would get two applications.
My thing is, in a case where I think something might be messed up, that's when I would take the time and call Social Security. I would call them, and then I would ask, when I was all done with the phone call, I would ask for a verification, either number or ID badge number or something that lets me know that I've actually done something, and say I want to get Medicare Part B. And fortunately, this is open enrollment period. That means that they are jam-packed. That means you have to carry your phone in your pocket as you go around your house doing all the stuff you're going to want to do because it may take a couple hours. But I would prefer to do that than to be without insurance come July.
Great, thank you.
I think you're welcome. Don't me.
I don't know. Is there anybody else left? Let me check participants.
I found a question.
That's on my iPad, so I apologize if my...
I still have 42. There are 42 participants here. Yeah, who's here? Please give me your name.
You were talking about them being part of Medicare. I received a letter saying that they were taking... I was getting a less Social Security for the month because they were taking money out for my Medicare Part D, which they did. So do they only do that for 1 month? Because it appears they did it for 1 month, and then they didn't do it again.
I am surprised. I am very surprised. Because if you got charged for Medicare Part D, that means that you were subject to IRMA. That's the income-related Medicare,
we're based on our income?
Medicare something. Income-related Medicare. Assessment, yes. Income-related Medicare assessment. That's the only time that anyone I know has ever been charged Medicare Part D. And once you're subject to that, you're subject to that for at least a year. So the fact that they stopped has me questioning that. I don't know what's happened. That would be a phone call to Social Security.
Yeah, because when I called the BBC, BBC. They said it's not their department. They couldn't answer it. Call CalPERS. And I called
No, it wouldn't be CalPERS either. The people who charge you for Medicare Part D should have been Social Security.
Okay.
The price for any of the supplements, the prescription plan and the medical plan are all in one premium. So I don't see how they would charge you for one thing and not the other.
And that would mean the district is messed up.
Well, I was on Medicare before all of this because I didn't trust the district. So as soon as I turned 65, I went on Medicare. So I
good for you. Smart woman.
I was already on it. And then all of a sudden when they said we were switching over and OptumRx was our new prescription plan, but it was Medicare Part D, that's when I got notification that I was now going to be charged for that. And
but that you looked very carefully at the letter that you got from Medicare. Check to see if it said that you were going to be charged for Medicare Part D IRMA.
Okay.
And that's a charge that means you made too much money. And that may not be your definition of too much money. It's the Social Security system's definition of too much money.
Okay. All right. So that means in 2021, if my income went down,
then you may no longer be subject to it.
Okay. Got it. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. You've been wonderful.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I have a quick question. Yes, John.
What's going on with dental care?
Dental care is the same as it always was, Delta Dental. Nothing's changed there, as far as we know.
Thank you very much.
Martha, I have one question.
Yes.
On the I'm back to this submitting my own form to Medicare. Because I sent it to you guys, then now you got me scared.
No, you didn't send it to us guys.
I sent it to
DRA. You sent it to the district, the evil empire. Sorry.
Okay, Marta, I didn't send it to you. But down at the bottom, and this is why I was asking that question, on the form it says, send the application, which is that form, and the request for employment information. What is employment information?
That's for people who are trying to avoid penalties, but you're not in that boat. You've already told me you retired before the age of 65.
Yep.
Okay, so you're not in that boat.
Have a lovely
evening. For anyone who can keep working until 70 and they've decided to retire last year, they only have 1 year's worth of penalties. When I say keep working, I mean keep working full-time and they're getting their insurance because of that work. If they became part-time,
they
get the insurance
because
of that work.
I'm just a little dense.
No, it's not dense. It's just the system is complicated. I have been doing nothing but reading about this for it was a year last July. So it's been a year and a half of doing nothing but reading.
I suggest
and I'm still learning stuff.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody
Bye,
else? Can I have lunch?
Yes, before you, Judith Salazar.
Hi, Judy.
Because I also got these payments from IRMA, Medicare premium bill.
Yeah.
And I paid them.
That's fine. And now you can get reimbursed from BCC.
But how do I get reimbursed?
There's that letter from BCC that Renee will be sending out.
Uh-huh.
Information on how to file.
Okay.
If you have any questions or if you're not really computer comfortable, there's a phone number.
Okay.
I would call that phone number and say, I need to file. What do I do? And they'll tell you.
Yeah, because I paid twice, $126.
You will continue to have to pay. The thing is, the district will reimburse you. So you need to do that. You need to file because BCC will not send you a check unless you've told them how much they need to send you.
Okay. And they'll send it to me personally or put it?
They send it right to my bank.
To the bank. Okay.
I have a direct deposit set up.
Okay.
The first one, sometimes the first check is sent to your house, but
uh-huh.
The rest of them can be done by direct deposit. And that's what I decided to do to make it easy.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, but this was last year, and
you can get reimbursed for last year still.
Okay.
Do not wait too long.
Okay. Okay.
When you get that letter from Renee, he's going to be emailing it out sometime soon, I hope.
Okay.
I would get on the stick. I would either go online and handle it that way, or I would call them.
Okay. Yeah, because the last 2 months of the year, I paid them. $126.
Well, they'll cover you all the way back to the time when you enrolled. When did you enroll in the plan?
In which plan?
In the CalPERS insurance plan. When did you enroll?
Well, the first time, you know, I did the wrong plan, and then Renee told me, so I switched, you know, in September.
Okay, I don't care about that part. I want to know the very first time you enrolled in CalPERS insurance. Very first time. I don't care whether it was the right plan or the wrong plan. Any plan at all counts.
Any plan.
Any plan.
Well,
what month?
Supposed to fill out the, I don't know what month it was, but when
it matters. That's what I'm looking for, because that month is the month where the reimbursement will begin. Because you're a surviving spouse. So they will begin to pay you as soon as you're enrolled.
Okay.
And I don't know what that date is. So
okay.
It could be that they go back 3 months. Or they could go all the way back to September if you enrolled in September. But
no.
I don't think we know about widows until October.
Oh, supposed to when we originally filed, when we changed from the district and we filed, that's when I filed last year.
Oh, so you were already paying
September.
For, even though the district wasn't necessarily paying for your insurance yet. They didn't know they had
to. I never paid before this, before I got these bills.
Okay, all right. I'm a little confused because I don't understand your situation.
Okay.
Based on what I know, the district began to pay for your insurance at some point. Up until that point, you were paying for it because you were a widow, and widows and widowers are not covered.
I was paying every month, right.
For insurance. When did you stop paying for insurance and the district started paying your insurance premiums for you?
I believe it was last October.
Okay, that's the date I wanted. That's the date from which BCC will then begin to reimburse you for your Social Security, as far as I know.
Okay.
The best information I have is once we were enrolled officially through CalPERS benefits, that's when they begin to cover your costs. And so they will go back all the way to October. So you have October, November, December, and then they'll do all this year and as long as we're with CalPERS. But the minute CalPERS coverage ends, unfortunately, this will be like Cinderella's carriage.
Okay.
it all comes back to a pumpkin and mice.
Right, right.
Does not offer anything on their own. They're forced to buy CalPERS.
Okay. So when I get the letter, then I can file to get this money back.
Correct. And I would file back for October and November and December of last year, and then I would start the process also for January through December of this year.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Are there any last questions?
I would like to ask a question. I'm sorry I missed a lot. But I was a faculty member. I retired before I was 65. I kept my district insurance.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't do anything different till last fall when I enrolled in PERS Choice. Now, recently I sent in that form to the district to sign up for Medicare, but I haven't...
You're on PERS Choice Basic.
Pardon?
You're on PERS Choice Basic plan.
Yeah, Choice, right.
But it matters. Saying Basic or Medicare, they're completely different animals. I need to know which one you've got. Okay.
Right.
Your PERS Choice
Medicare. So because I wasn't ready, I mean, it was only now that I can get into the Medicare system.
Correct.
But supposed to have done anything else besides sent that form to the district? Is that where you're saying that people go and sign up yourself as well?
I am not somebody who's trusting very much what the district is doing right now. They said how important it was and that you had to get it in by January, and then they said they were going to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I see.
You know, so how much would I trust somebody who thinks that my insurance is so important that they can afford to take 2 weeks off at a time when it's crucial that my information get set forward? That's what my attitude was.
But does that two weeks end this Friday, so they'll be back by Monday?
No. I'm just saying that if they're not taking care of stuff when I could actually be active, I could be calling Social Security, I could be making appointments, I could be doing all that stuff. If they choose not to do anything with my information for that point, in fact, we just heard from somebody that they sent everything in on January 5th. Well, all those people who sent their stuff into December, it was just being sat on. And they could have maybe acted on it. My feeling is I would want things acted on sooner rather than later. I would want to know that my information got sent forward properly. Because if anything goes wrong with that insurance, information being sent forward, it's not anybody at the district who's going to lose their health coverage. It's going to be you.
Well,
how important is it?
Can we get in touch with the district and ask them to tell us what's happened? They said they received my form.
Well, I'm delighted they received your form. It doesn't mean anything until Social Security has it, in my view. And I haven't been very lucky in getting responses back from the district. I've had much better luck with Social Security. I call them. I wait maybe an hour or two online. I talk to a real person.
Mm-hmm.
I get a question answered. I find out whether or not they've got stuff. I find out whether or not I do something. And if I go online, I get an instant receipt. How is that not better than what the district is doing, which is saying, we'll let you know. I'll let you know if my health insurance is on the line. That's me. Some people are more relaxed. I'm not relaxed.
Okay, so when people talk about Social Security, it's not because they're getting Social Security, because I don't get any Social Security.
Well, some
it's
people
just
are.
Because Social Security deals with the Medicare.
Right, but some people are getting Social Security. They were PERS retired.
Right. Right.
But I assume you were faculty.
Right.
So you don't get Social Security.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I'm not hearing from anybody else, and let's see how many participants we have right now. It's gone down to 32. Unless somebody has a really dire question, I am going to be calling it a day. Thank you very much for attending. Appreciate
your
time.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
all your work.
Thank you, Marta.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hmm.